Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Okay, I'm checking on the 7 issues that y'all owe me. Are they available yet?
Can I have your customer number? I could pull up your account for you.
They didn't give me one because they didn't send me no text. But
can I have the phone number associated with your account?
347-455-6927.
And that's 347-455-6927.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And let me place you on a brief hold while I locate your account for you.
All right.
The system is loading that account for you, sir. Thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. Can you verify the name and address?
Mr. Dana Townsend, 881 East 162nd Street, Apartment 4I, Bronx, New York, 10459.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And it shows that this is for the Star Trek Discovery Starships collection.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It shows that your next shipment is scheduled to go to the warehouse on June the 10th.
Which one is it?
It doesn't show us exactly which ship it is until they actually send it to the warehouse and then they put the item on the order.
You said July?
June, sir.
Friday. I just got something already.
Yes, sir. You're going to get, it shows that your frequency is every 2 weeks. So your next shipment is going to go to the warehouse on Friday, June the 10th.
Can you tell me what number issue that is?
No, sir, I cannot. They don't put that information on there until they send it to the warehouse. So I don't know which issue it's going to be.
Okay. Now, one issue I already ordered from Amazon, and that's issue... Star Trek Discovery Cleon D7 Battlecruiser.
Yes, sir. I can't go in and skip anything because I don't know what they're going to send you. So.
Okay, because y'all owe me 7 issues.
They owe you 7 issues?
I didn't get the worker bee. I didn't get the Cleon Raider. I didn't get the Sleep Fighter. I didn't get the Section 31 Dome. I didn't get the Cleon Battlecruiser.
Yes, sir. Now, let me ask you, was this back when they would allow you to skip out-of-stock items?
Well, actually, the person didn't do their job right. They didn't tell me that this item, they told me that the item was what I was getting, and then when I called a week later, they told me that the item wasn't available. But y'all owe me 7 items. They said that the 7 items wasn't available. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I think I got those issue numbers. Hold on a minute, please.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm
Hello?
Still here. I'm still
okay.
Here, sir.
Okay, I got those issue numbers. Issue 13, issue 18, issue 22, 23, 25, 26, and 27. and 28.
Yes, sir. Let me press you on a brief hold. Pull up some notes on your order to better help you.
All right. But those orders, those numbers I just called, those numbers are not available.
Thank you for holding up for me, sir. Now, I do see here in the notes on May the 25th, that they skipped the Worker Bee, the Cleon Raider, the Stealth Ship. Is that how you pronounce that? Yes,
the landing pod.
It doesn't show those, sir. It only showed those three. So what I need to do.
The only I got so far, miss, is the Cleon Dispute Class.
Yes, sir. What I need to do. It's just place you on a brief hold. I'm going to notate your call and get you over to a supervisor because it's only showing me in the notes those three, but they can pull up deeper in the order and maybe they can give you more information.
Okay, thank you, miss.
You're very welcome. Let me place you on a brief hold and notate your call for you. I'm still notating that call for you, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Thank you for honing for me, sir. And I have that call notated for you, and I'm going to get you over to my supervisor for assistance.
Yes, I need to talk to somebody in charge.
Yes, sir. We do apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold the line for me.